starting a new mitzvah tonight. Mitzvah Dalet in the Menachas Chinuch is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is often misidentified. You know, the Torah says in Parshas Balachodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, this shall be for you the first of the months, and everyone gets all excited and says, this is the first mitzvah that Hashem gives to the Jewish people. Right? And Rashi asks the question, why didn't you even start from here? Why did you start from Bereishis? But the truth is, this is not a mitzvah given to the Jewish people at all. Whose mitzvah is this? Who does the mitzvah of declaring the new month?
Beis Din.
Right? You and I don't do anything. You know, when we get to be big shots, then we do it. The Sefer HaChinuch describes the way that Kiddush HaChodesh takes place. He says, first of all, mitzvah's Kiddush HaChodesh, you won't see this on your sheet. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is Lekadesh Chodeshim, to sanctify the month, meaning for the Beis Din to declare Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. The witnesses come, they testify, you know the story, he's going to spell it out for you. Ula'aber Shana meant to add a month to the year, right? Like this coming year. The Beis Din Gadol B'Chachma Samuch Baretz. You require a Beis Din that is great in its wisdom, as opposed to numbers, because you only need three, you don't need the big Sanhedrin. Samuch, they have to have smicha, and Baaretz, they have to be in Israel. And to set the calendar and the Yomim Tovim based on that declaration of the months. Very important note, people don't often realize this, so I'm going to spell it out. The Jewish calendar does not have years. There's no such thing as a year on a Jewish calendar. And the secular calendar, the solar calendar, does not have months. Okay? The solar calendar does not have months. The Jewish calendar does not have years. What that means is, the basic unit of the Jewish calendar is how long it takes for the moon to be back in the same position relative to where I am on Earth. That's a month. Take 12 of those, most years, sometimes 13, and presto, that's a year. But a year doesn't mean anything. Right? The year doesn't have any meaning. In the solar calendar, a year has great meaning. It's the time when the Earth returns to the same position in relation to the sun where it was 365 and a quarter days ago. A year means something. What does a month mean on the solar calendar?
29 and 30. Right? An arbitrary division that makes it easier.
Now. Roughly 365 divided by 12. Right? That's what a month means on the solar calendar. Months have no meaning for them. Years have no meaning for us. And in the Jewish calendar, actually, we compromise. We have a solar lunar calendar. We are lunar in the sense that we work everything based on months. We are solar in the sense that every Yom Tov has to take place at a certain season of the year. And so we play with our calendar to make sure that Sukkot will be in the fall and that Pesach will be in the spring, roughly. So he says all of that comes from the pasuk Hachodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month shall be for you the first of the months. Kolomar, meaning kishetiru chidusha shalavana. When you see the moon is new, tikbu ulachem Rosh Chodesh. You establish Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean to see that the moon is new, young man? Opposite.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. The full moon is the 15th of the month. That's when we do our Yom Tov, right? Pesach, we do it the full moon. Sukkot, we do it the full moon. The new moon is the moon that's just the sliver, like you said, when the moon has not been visible for a period of time, and then suddenly, presto, back to seeing the moon. So he says, the Sefer HaChinuch says, when you see that the moon is new, oh, I feel low tir uha, or even if you don't see it, mikevan shehiru uya leheiraos apia cheshbon hamekubal, because based on the received calculation, you know it should be visible. There's one point that I want to take a second to detour on because people don't understand it. I suspect the people here are educated and sophisticated and they know. But just in case, just in case, it's worth mentioning. And that is the misconception of the molad. Right? We announce the molad every month. We say the moon will be visible at such and such a time, Yerushalayim, or some such version of that, right? The molad is not actually accurate, right? That you know, I hope. The molad is a period of time, 29 days and a certain number of halakim. Halakim are fun units of time for people who don't like to use seconds and minutes. But the molad is the average length of time it takes for the moon to make the entire circuit back to where it was in relation to you, you know, in relation to your spot on Earth. That's the but it's an average. And based on the season, and based on where you are on Earth, it'll vary from that. Molad is, to the lunar calendar, what, I'm making up a number now, 30.3 days is to the solar calendar. If I were to say that on the solar calendar your average month is 30.3 days long, no month is actually 30.3 days. That's what the molad is. Generally speaking, the period of time for Rosh Chodesh isn't really a molad, but it's an average time, and we use it for various calculations. Anyway, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, I'm jumping a little bit to the point where he gets practical on how this is done, how we actually declare the new month. He says, V'inyan ha-mitzvah kein, it's on page Kafal. V'inyan ha-mitzvah kein. He says, this is the mitzvah. How do you do Kiddush HaChodesh? Shabbat, and we're going to get to the sheets soon. Don't throw out the sheets. The Shabbat Shnei Yisraelim Sheirim Lifnei HaBeisdin. Two kosher Jews come in front of the Beisdin. Umeidin Bifneim and testify in front of them. Shara'u HaLevana B'chidusha. They testify that they saw the moon when it was new. V'kovim Rosh Chodesh Alpihem. And they establish Rosh Chodesh based on the word of these witnesses. Sha'omim, they say, Hayom Mikudash. Today is sanctified. Okay. V'tam she'en mitzvah zu ela b'smuchen. The reason it has to be with smuchen, with people who have smicha, is because l'fi sheba b'feresh ha'chodesh ha'zelachem gedolim u'smuchem k'moschem ki l'moshe v'aharon ne'emar. Because Hashem told Moshe and Aaron this mitzvah. And he said to them, this will be for you. So it has to be for great people like you. That's who is supposed to do it. And then we bring other psukim also. We may get to that later on, discussions about the mitzvah, not tonight. So let me ask you a question. Based on his description of this mitzvah, at what point does this mitzvah begin? What is the beginning action that starts this mitzvah rolling?
Are you going to testify?
Yeah. Right? That's what it sounds like. He says, in a mitzvah king, Shabbat Shnei Yisraelim, two witnesses show up. Every mitzvah that you perform via an action must have a starting point. Right? Bris Milah has a starting point. The Gidanasha was a low sase, that doesn't count. The Peruvu has a starting point. There's an action associated with a mitzvah, and you start there, and that's how you continue. And it sounds like the starting point for this mitzvah is indeed the witnesses offering their testimony, and then based in saying, great, Mekudash. But we already know that's not true.
Then they start to not get to Beth, and they actually start looking for the moon. They call
who's they?
They them, because they could be Mechal Shabbos.
But who's they who starts looking? The witnesses.
Yes, to Adam.
But now you're giving them a mitzvah. They don't have a mitzvah. The mitzvah was for Beis Din. He said so.
So when Beis Din starts questioning them?
I don't know. But it's certainly not when the witnesses go around outside and saying, you know, we should look for the moon now because we think it might be visible. That's for sure not going to be part of the mitzvah. But not only that, he made a note in the beginning in which he said, even if the witnesses don't see it, when it's suitable to be seen based on the calculations. Whose calculations? Who's got the calculator out? So we need to figure this in. What exactly is calculating? And that's what I want to discuss tonight. What is this issue of Chishuv HaChodesh calculating the new month? Because boy, is the Rambam going to be perplexing. The Sefer HaChinuch does seem to identify the mitzvah as Kiddush HaChodesh, the actual sanctification, the actual declaration. But take a look on your sheets, please. And source number one, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah is, I say, Kuf Nun Gimel. Because there's no place to put the first mitzvah in the Torah like Mitzvah 153. The Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, the Mitzvah number 153, Yuhi Shetzivanu Yisbarach Lekadesh Chadashim Ulachashim Chadashim Vishanim, is the mitzvah for that Hashem instructed us to sanctify the months and to calculate out the months and the years. He threw in a mitzvah of calculation. It's a mitzvah to be an astronomy buff. Only if you're a judge. And that's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. He quotes the pasuk, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodeshim. Uba HaPerush, the explanation of this is in the Gemara. Edu Zo Tehei Mesur Alachem. This testimony shall be given to you. Kolomar, meaning you, specifically. And now he explains. Shemitzvah Zu Eina Mesur Lekol Ish V'Ish. This is not for everybody. Kamo Shabbos Bereishis. Like Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis means, as opposed to Shabbos that is Yom Tov. Right? Shabbos Bereishis means every seventh day, Shabbos. That anybody can do. and is supposed to do. Shekol ish yimne shisha yamim, you're supposed to count 6 days, v'yishbo s'pishvi, and you rest on the seventh, magic. Ag sh'tero l'chol ish v'yish alavonashik, b'ayom ahu rosh chodesh, o yimne minyan toriyi, v'yigba rosh chodesh, such that we're going to say now, let's give this to everybody too, and say, everybody should sit there and look at the moon and decide, well, I guess today is rosh chodesh. Or make the calculation of the molad and say, okay, now should be rosh chodesh. O yayin ichor aviv v'zula sowi masha royli stakabov yosef chodesh, or he'll decide, you know what, this year, it looks like Rosh Hashanah was early last year. I guess this means that this year we should end up adding a month. Or it's taking a long time for spring to show up. The goats won't be ready for the Korban Pesach. I guess we should add a month. He says, no, it doesn't go for everybody. Only based in Agadol. But the Rambam added in Lachashev Chadashim Vishanim to actually make the calculation of the months and the years. Not only that, jump to source number two, please. In source number two, I bring you three halachas from the Rambam. I'm not interested for the moment in his first and third. I'm interested in the middle one, halacha Zion. If you see source number two and you go down 6 lines, halacha Zion. Mitzvas ase min haTorah al beis din sheyachshavu v'yedu im yirai or era hayareach olo yirai. There is a biblical mitzvah for beis din to calculate and know whether the moon will be seen or not. Huh. Well, that's new. The mitzvah now starts with them opening up the astronomy textbook. And for them to interrogate the witnesses until they sanctify the month. And then they have to send out messengers and let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh is. That they'll know when Yom Tov is. And he quotes the Pasuk, fine. So the Rambam says, Chishuv is the mitzvah. So the Lecha Mishnah says, where did you get that from? And he suggests the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So you wanted to know what Gemara we're doing? It's Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, source number 3. That's our Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Nachman. Rabbi Zera says, signing Rav Nachman, you know, Esrim Ve'arba Shoy Mechsi Siara, the moon is not visible for 24 hours, he says, when it goes through the dark phase before you can see the new moon, it's out for 24 hours. Astronomers have great fun with this, trying to figure out what this next line means. Lidi don shis me'atika v'tamnei sari mechadata. Lidi do shis mechadata v'tamnei sari me'atika. It has to do with Israel versus Babel, about where and the ratio within the 24. When is the 6 hours that it's not, and 24 hours? How the 24 hours breaks down? Is it from the old cycle or from the new cycle? Lamay naf gemina. The Gemara says, who cares? I mean, did you need to take up space in the Gemara trying to figure it out? What was this about? So Ravashi la'chushay sahadi. Ravashi says, no, you need to know this in order to decide if the witnesses are liars. Meaning, if we know the moon was visible at a certain time, and they testify that they saw the new moon 12 hours later, we come back and say, no, you didn't, because it has to be invisible for 24 hours. So we need to know this in order to contradict them. They may not be lying. We'll see later on. Maybe we just assume they made a mistake. So yeah, I shouldn't impugn the character of these witnesses. But you need to know this. Apparently, not everybody agrees though that this is actually part of the mitzvah. If you take a look on your sheet at source number 4, the smog, the sefer mitzvah zagadol. We're not going to go through the entire thing here. Ramosha Mikutsi says. Hashem instructed the Beis Din that they should sanctify the month. And he quotes the Psukkim and he quotes the Gemaras. And I brought it here just to show you. He's going to go through an entire paragraph and not say anything about doing calculations. So the Sefer HaChinuch, which is interesting, the Sefer HaChinuch always follows the Rambam, except when he doesn't. The Sefer HaChinuch doesn't call calculating a mitzvah. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvah Gadol, doesn't call calculating a mitzvah. The Rambam does. So including calculation is actually subject to some debate, and what we need to know is why. But we have a second question. And the second question is this. If I have witnesses, what's the point of doing the math? We have a system. The system is witnesses show up. We do this for all sorts of things. You know, I have a mitzvah of kashering meat. And this is how you kasher meat. You within a certain period of time, you take salt and you apply the salt and whatever, and you rinse it off, and that's how you kasher meat. If I kasher meat kahalacha, and I still see red juice, I say, okay, that's not blood. That's not halachically blood. I kasher the meat. The meat is kashered, finished. unless I made a mistake in the process. But again, I'm assuming you did it right. If witnesses come and they declare that they saw the moon, and I interrogate them, and they seem on the up and up, so finish, that's v'shchodesh. Didn't the Gemara say, the Torah says, asher tikru osam b'mo adam, these are the holidays you shall declare at their proper time, and the a word osam is written without a vav, which suggests you could also read it, what other word is aleph taf mem? Atem, right? You declare it. Whatever day you declare, that's going to be the day, and that's the way the calendar works. So even if you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. That's the right day. Hashem will move the day of Rosh Hashanah if it doesn't match what the Beis Din declares. So, what's with all the calculations? Who needs calculations?
Let's just do it and Hashem will change it?
Yeah. Witnesses showed up, or witnesses didn't show up, and that's what determined it. Why is calculating part of this at all? So take a look at what the Rambam says. Go back to source number 2, please. The beginning of it. He explains what calculation is for. Halacha Vav. He says, Beis Din mechashvin v'cheshbonos, kederach shemechashvim ha'itzdagninim. Beis Din makes the calculations the way that astronomers make calculations. It's funny, because itzdagninim is sometimes used to mean astrologers. Because in those days, astrology and astronomy meant the same thing. We distinguish between the two, but fundamentally they meant the same thing. But in any case, what we're talking about here is based in making calculations as astronomers do. Sheyodin mekomos hakochavim, they know the places of the stars, umahalcham and their paths, vechokrim and they examine umedaktikim, ad sheyedu im efshar sheyerai hayarach bizmano, shuvel shloshimo efshar, until they know whether it's possible for the moon to be seen on time, meaning the night of the 30th, which will then be the night of the 1st. Is it not possible? Im yedu she'efsher she'yeroe, if they know that it is possible for the moon to be seen, yoshvin u'mitzapin le'edim kol hayom kulo, then Beis Din sits and scouts and says, hey, when are the witnesses going to show up? Shu yom shloshim, that whole day, which is day 30, until it becomes day 1. Im bo edim v'dorshim v'chokum ka'alach, if witnesses came, they interrogate them according to the law, v'nemnu divrayim, their words turn out to be correct, mekadshin oson, then they declare the new month. Vim lo nira, but if the moon is not visible, v'lo bo'edim, and witnesses didn't show, mashlim and shloshim, via chodesh me'uber, then you complete 30 days, and you declare me'uber, okay, that means the old month was 30-day month, and now the 31st day will be day 1. Vim yedu v'cheshbon she'i efshar she'yeroa, but if they know, based on their calculations, that there's no way anyone's seeing the moon, ein yoshvin yom shloshim v'im mitzavim le'edim, they don't bother convening. They don't go looking for witnesses. Vim bo'edim, and if witnesses do show up, he says, either they're liars, or they made a mistake. They saw a cloud, they thought it was the moon. So the Rambam says that the purpose of doing the calculation is in order to make sure that you know whether witnesses are going to come or not. That you can anticipate witnesses showing up or not showing up. If we take a look in source number 5, the Rambam does it again. Where he talks about more about what they need to know about the moon, what was the angle, where was it in relation to where the sun set, and all sorts of other fun information. But the Rambam says that's why you're doing your calculation. The Minchas Chinuch cites this with a little bit of a twist. See, the Rambam only told me the reason I need to calculate it is to know whether to expect witnesses or not. Right?
Well, they knew there was either the 29th or the 30th day, just no matter when, right?
Right. Unless they've thrown things off with earlier months being wrong.
Assuming the last one was correct, they didn't know 29 and 30, so
correct.
The Edom just confirmed one of the two.
Correct.
And basically, they knew that
month. Right, if witnesses didn't show up at all, then you just declared the previous month a 30-day month. But take a look at the Minchas Chinuch and what he has to say on this. This is very interesting. He says, it's Os Beis. I'm not going to walk you through the entire thing because it's not fair to you. But Os Beis on page Chav. He says, if you see the Im Yedu in the middle of the first Y line, if they know, based on their calculations, that the moon cannot be visible on day 30, they don't sit, they don't convene at all. Vimbo edim heim edei sheker, and if witnesses show up, then it's edei sheker. V'cholzim b'vur b'Rambam, that's all been explained in the Rambam. The whole thing that he discussed here, he just reviewed the Rambam. B'shinu lashon k'tzat, a little bit of varying language. V'ayin sham b'mefarish, but look there at the commentaries there. Kasav atam, dim api acheshbon huyom shloshim, mikomakom ein mashkichin b'cheshbon ad shivo edim shenireis halavana. He says, let's say your calculation says that day 30 should really be day 1, but witnesses don't show. Do you rely on the calculation? No. V'mnir lem b'cheshbon she'i'ev sh'sh'teira in somchen ala edim v'somchen ala cheshbon. The only time you're going to rely on the calculation is if it contradicts witnesses. It doesn't work in the absence of witnesses. Calculation is not a positive.
It's not.
It's only a negative. It's only a way to disprove witnesses. It's not a way to supplement or just provide additional information that we're going to use. Now, there's actually some debate about that. Sometime we have to discuss with Sadia Gaon and his fight with Ben Meir over the calendar of the year 922. Because Sadia Gaon had a radically different view of the way this works and the role of the witnesses. And basically he said, no, your calculation is primary and your witnesses are secondary. It's a fascinating discussion. We should have it at some point, even though it has nothing to do with Menachas Chinuch. But the way that the Rambam places it and the Menachas Chinuch supports it is that you're calculating to know whether the moon is going to appear, right? That's what you need to know. Rashi gives me an entirely different view of what calculation is for. Take a look at your sheets. When I saw this, this is when I knew I had a shear. Take a look at source number 6. The Gemara is talking about how many judges you need for different events. So for different types of cases. So the Mishnah said Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. Now that's a very odd phrase. Ibur HaChodesh requires 3 judges. What in the world is Ibur HaChodesh? There's no such thing as Ibur HaChodesh. Ibur HaChodesh is the absence of Kiddush HaChodesh. If I didn't declare Rosh Chodesh on time, right, then I guess that means the month was 30 days. There's no action of Ibur HaChodesh. So the Gemara wants to know, what are you talking about? Cheshuv Lo Ketani didn't say calculating. Kiddush Lo Ketani didn't say Kiddush HaChodesh, Ela Ibur. And so the Gemara goes on its merry way trying to figure out what this meant. But the key is Rashi on Chishuv, on calculation. Take a look at source number 7, please. Second side of the page. Chishuv lo ketani doesn't say anything about calculating. Dinema shet sarach shlosha l'chashev im ya'abru es ha'chodesh. To say that, we should require 3 judges to calculate whether to add a day to the month. Dibachush b'natalia, because the decision of 29 days or 30 actually depends on your calculations, not on the witnesses. Even though you need to add a 30th day, nonetheless, you have to calculate. Why? Keep going, for example, if I need to add a 30th day, mishum yarkaya u mishum mesaya, because of the vegetables and because of the bodies. And the story was, we avoid having Yom Kippur on a Friday. We avoid having Yom Kippur on a Sunday out of concern that if you have Yom Kippur and Shabbos in sequence, if someone is nifter in the beginning of that period, then you have 2 days where you're not able to bury. Or if Yom Kippur is on a Friday, then you aren't able to get fresh vegetables for Shabbos. So in order to avoid that problem, we will play with the 29-30 day flow to keep Yom Kippur off Friday or Sunday. That's the idea. But
not for Shavuos. When Shavuos is, let's say, Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shavuos is Friday night. No, Shavuos is, let's say, Shabbos. You have Shabbos. Wait.
What do you mean?
Shabbos Sunday.
That's Yom Tov.
Oh, you can get it with Yom Tov. With Yom Tov you can get it, but that's okay.
There's no burial the first day of Yom Tov.
There's no. I think the Akum can do it. No.
Not the first day.
First day of Yom Tov. We don't have the. It's the Grand Beitza. I'm just not remembering it.
The second day you can make.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, Shavuot is always. That's the only time we have Shabbos.
Got it. Okay. So the. So the statement that he makes here is. Sorry.
No, just Pesach also. You can have Moshe Shabbos later also.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the point that he makes here is that even still, you have to do calculating. Why? Kedisnam b'mesachas erchin, as the Mishnah in Erchin says, ein pochsin merba chadashim hameubarim b'shana, v'lo nira la'abra yosar al shmona, aval tisha meubarim lo avdinan. You're not allowed to have fewer than 4 30-day months in a year. You're not allowed to have more than 8 30-day months in a year. Why? Because it's going to become a joke. Dim cake, because if you would do that, every time you make a 30-day month inappropriately, it means that you're now a day behind the moon. So you're going to reach a point where people are going to see the new moon, and it's going to be entirely off of when Rosh Chodesh actually has been observed. So the... He says, Hilkach, Tzarach HaKashiv Toldos HaLavana Im Tikdom Shlosha Yamim Oshtayim L'Kviyas HaChodesh. So you have to sit there and do the calculation and determine whether the moon is going to appear near the time that you actually want to establish or not. And if so, Loma Abrinon Leite Tami Ba'inshi. You don't want to create an Ibur lest it throw people off and people wonder what's going on. So Rashi gives me a different explanation. Rashi says it's not about calculating when the moon should be visible. It's about figuring out whether we're allowed to do an Ibur or not. So why does Rashi have this? Why doesn't Rashi use the Rambam's explanation? Rashi, of course, you know, is free to do whatever he wants. But why does Rashi have a different point of view? The Rambam's view is an interesting view. Why doesn't Rashi like it? The Meiri on the Gemara actually brings both possibilities without attributing it to the Rambam or Rashi. I need to understand this a little bit better, especially because there's such fundamentally different views of Chishuv. According to the Rambam and Minchas Chinuch, Chishuv is part of corroborating the witness's testimony. According to Rashi, Chishuv is part of the Beis Din making its own independent decision. It plays a different role. I can understand Rashi a lot better than I can understand the Rambam. Because if you're going to tell me that it's based in sitting there or making their official calculation of are we entitled, are we not entitled, I understand why you want to do this as part of the mitzvah. It's a function of Beis Din. But if you're telling me that it's just in order to know whether the witnesses are telling the truth or not, then is that really a Beis Din, you know, knowing the science of it, is that really a Beis Din mitzvah? It seems odd. It may not be necessary. What if everybody saw the moon? Everybody knows very clearly that this is it. So you don't need the interrogation and you don't need the calculations. Why is that part of my mitzvah at all? So, why do we have two different things? It's clear that the Rambam and Rashi are talking about the same chishuv process. The way I know that is because the Rambam writes explicitly in verse number 8, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, that we're talking about something done with three judges, just like Rashi is. He says, after the testimony is upheld, the head of the Beis Din declares, Mekudosh, v'chola am onen achav, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Everybody answers, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, v'ein mekashin es achodesh ala b'shlosha. It has to be with three. V'ein mekashin ala b'shlosha. And you do the chishuv with three. So he and Rashi are both talking about something that's going on with three judges. And don't tell me that Rashi is dealing with Chishuv the Ibur specifically or something like that. That doesn't work. Because Rashi doesn't mention anything about the Chishuv. That, in other words, don't tell me that Rashi is mentioning Chishuv that's associated with a 30-day month, whereas the Rambam is mentioning Chishuv that you do every month. Because Rashi doesn't mention any such possibility. The Smag doesn't mention at all the Rambam's type of calculation. The Rambam doesn't mention Rashi's type of calculation at all. And Tosfos and Yevamos links Chishuv of Ibur with regular Chishuv when he discusses a separate issue, the issue of doing the calculations outside of Israel. We're going to get to that in verse 15, but not yet. So here's a thought that I had. And I don't know if this is right. I really have to do more research with it. But I think it makes sense, oddly enough. Take a look, please, at source number 9. Another Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos. Amar Bishuma ben Pazi, Amar Bishua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. He says, Kol hayodeya lachashev bitkufos umazalos, veino choshev. One who knows how to calculate the seasons, the constellations, and doesn't do so. Olav akasev omer v'espo'al Hashem lo yabitu umasa yadav lo ra'u. Regarding such a person, the Pasuk says, they do not look at the deeds of Hashem, they do not see the deeds of his hands. Okay? Anyone who knows how to do the astronomy and doesn't do it is in trouble. More than that, Amr Bishmo Bar Nachmeni, Amr Biyochanan, Minayin Shem Mitzvah Ala Adam Lachashe Tkupa Zuma Zalos. How do you know there's a mitzvah to calculate out the seasons? Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Ushmartem Ba'asisem Ki Hichoch Maschem Uvinaschem Leineho Amim. You shall guard and practice, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the nations. That's the Pasuk. Ezo Chachma Uvinashi Leineho Amim. What is your wisdom that's in the eyes of the nations? Have a Omer Zachish of Tkupa Zuma Zalos. That is the calculation. So in other words, I have a separate mitzvah of knowing astronomy. As I state, it's explicit in the Gemara. There's a mitzvah for me to learn astronomy. I don't know why our yeshivas don't have astronomy courses. Maybe because it's hard. But the but you should have an astronomy course, no? You have to know Navi Chomesh also.
We hold like the first mandam, or something. If you know it. Yeah.
If you know it, you don't
know it.
Right. So interestingly, there's actually a machlokas about whether to count this as one of the 613. If you take a look at source number 10, the Rambam tells you in his introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvot that he's not interested in counting this. He says, Hashorish Hasheni, the second principle in determining what counts as one of the 613 and what does not. She'ein roi limnos, koma shalom dim ba'achas mishloshes ve'midos chatoron idreshes bahen over riboy. We don't count all the mitzvahs that are learned from application of the 13 hermeneutical principles, these methods of drash. Not that they're not valid, but that it doesn't count as a mitzvah. Ubazeh derech ba'atzmo, included within this, manu chishuv tkufos mitzvah. He said others have counted calculating the astronomy as a mitzvah. Ba'avur ha-drash ha-ne'mar b'hichoch masnam u'binastam, because of the drasha that we have, that we just read in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Yabahu Amr Meizu Yichach Movina Shilene Amim Havay Amr Zechisha Tchupazu Mazalos, right on the third line in source number 10. The Ilu Mana Mashu Yoser Mevur Mizeh V'yachshav Mashu Yoser Roy Limnoso. You know, if you were to count all those cases that are even more explicit than this, and you were to list all those that are even more suitable for counting, meaning all the things that come out of the 13 methods, he said you would have many thousands of mitzvos. It's no good. Rabbi Simloi told me there are 613 mitzvos. I have to find a way to whittle the list down, and this one doesn't make the cut, says the Rambam. It's a good thing to do. He can't deny the Gemara. But it's not on the technical list of the 613. Until you look in source number 11 at the Smag. The Smag who did not call Chishuv part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh at all. Look what the Smag does in Mitzvah Saseh Mem Zayin. Siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachashe V'tzat Kufos V'amazalos U'moldos HaLavana. Hashem instructed all of us, not just based in HaGadol, all of us, to calculate out the constellations and the like, and the molad of the moon. So the Smag says, every Jew has a mitzvah to know astronomy. So therefore there's no mitzvah for Beis Din. And that's why he doesn't count it. And maybe, this is all theoretical. I need some more support for it, and then I'll write it up somewhere. The Haimek next year. But maybe that's why Rashi doesn't go with the Rambam's view of what Chishuv is. Perhaps Rashi, like the Smag, declares it to be a separate mitzvah, and so therefore he needs a different explanation for what Chishuv is. We'll see support for this idea in a few more minutes. I want to come back to that. But first we need to know a little bit more about Chishuv. The Rambam presents us with a little bit of a problem here. If you take a look at source number, where did I put it? One second. Yeah, going back to source number one or two. Source number two. The third source in the Rambam, right? The Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes the following. Ein mechashvin v'kovin chadashim u'ma'arbim shanim ela be'eretz Yisrael al shenemar kimitzion teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. He says, you can't do chishuv, calculation, and you can't declare the month. I'm leaving out the year thing for now, it'll just confuse things. But I can't do the calculation or the establishment outside of Israel. That's one. However, v'im haya adam gadol b'chochma v'nismach b'eretz Yisrael v'yatzal l'chutzal l'aretz v'yinyat b'eretz Yisrael k'moso. If you are the greatest and there's just nobody in Israel to match you, and you left, So you can do the calculation, and you can do the establishment of the months outside of Israel. So far, so good. But then we get to his third line. If you find out that, lo and behold, somebody in Israel has arisen who is as great as him, and certainly if somebody who's greater than him, then you can't do it outside of Israel. Right? And if you did, you did nothing. What did he omit in his third part? Got to read him carefully.
Well, he added it.
What did he add in?
He didn't have to say certainly someone who's greater. Obviously, if someone who's as good as him.
Good point. Yeah, it's always funny when someone says this goes without saying, but they bother saying it. Good point. I'm not going to get to that today, but it's a good point. And he omitted chishuv. He omitted calculation. What happened? So that means if you left Israel and you were going your merry way, you're doing your calculations, and then somebody who was significant arose in Israel, and you did your calculation, apparently you're okay. So Mechasril says, yeah. He says, yeah, it must be. But it's all right. That's the way he leaves that. He's going to have a similar response to a second issue here. Why does the Rambam think that calculation has to be in Israel at all? Who invented this idea that calculation has to be in Israel at all? The Gemara doesn't think so. If you take a look back on your sheets at source number 12, Gemara and Brachos.
Who did it in the
Midbar? Well, the Midbar, they answer. Mincha Senech has a whole discussion. I was thinking I might bring it next week about how it was done in the Midbar. It ties into the question also about Halil for Nisim that occur outside of Israel and Nebu outside of Israel. But in source number 12, the Gemara in Brachos says, "Kishayarad Chanina ben Achi Rav Yeshua Lagola, Hayem Ma'aver Shanim Vekovei Chadashim Bechutz Laaretz." Chanina ben Achi Rav Yeshua goes out of Israel, and he does it all outside of Israel. Shagru, well, not all. It doesn't say anything about Chishuv, right? Just he sets the month. Shagru Achav Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. They send two emissaries to him, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur uben Benosha Zechayah ben Kvutal. So there's a whole thing that goes back and forth between them, and they're contradicting everything he says. So Amar Lam, at some point he gets fed up, but he says to them, "What's going on? Everything I do, you're contradicting me. What are you doing?" And they shrug. No. Amar Lam, they said to him, "Yeah, we have an agenda. You know what you've been doing that's not right? You have been declaring the month outside of Israel. That's a no-no." Notice that the objection is specifically to being koveya. No one mentions chishuv. More explicit. Take a look at the next line. This one is also implicit. Sorry. The next source, Brisa and Sanhedrin. Tan Rabbanan ein ma'arben es hashana melav Yehuda v'mibrua begalo me'uberes. You can only do the Ibur Shana in Yehuda, right? If you did it in Galil, it counts also. No one mentions anything about chishuv. But take a look at Tosfos, source 14, where it's much more clear and much more explicit. Ein ma'abrin hashana ela b'Yehuda, they say. No adding Adar except in Yehuda, the zone of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Tosfos says, I should say, v'had Rabbi Akiva iber hashana b'neherda, v'ish perka isha shalom. We know that Rabbi Akiva does it in Bavel. V'neherda mechutz la'aretz, that's outside of Israel. Sha'ani Rabbi Akiva, Shalaniach Kamosa Baritz Yisrael. Well, that's Rabbi Akiva. There was no one greater than him, no one like him in Israel. Kedavinim Besov Prachos, as the Gemara says in the end of Prachos. Vim Tomar, Vaha Amrinim Bezebor, Rabbi Chia Bar Zarnuki, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehotzadak, Havu Ka'asi, La'avar Hashanah Ba'asya. We have another Gemara that's going to say they did it in Asya. Asya is Asia Minor. Ve'asya, Chutzala Aretz. And that's outside of Israel. Kedemuchach Becheskas Abatim, it's Gemara Ba'babasra. And he gives you a nice little discussion there to show it, the quote from Bava Basra. Ve'in Lomar, I'm jumping that source. Ve'in Lomar, de lo hinichu kamosam, and don't say there was no one who was the equal of Rabbi Chia bar Zarnuki. He has it as Zarnuki, I guess. I don't remember it being Zarnuki. All right, in any case, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, da Reish Lakish karilahu roi bakar. Reish Lakish called them shepherds. Not in a complimentary way. Ve'yesh lomar, di'ibura da'asam, haynu chishuv be'alma. So he says, you know what could be? Maybe when they say Ibur that they're doing outside of Israel, that doesn't mean they're adding a month to the year. It means they're just doing the math. They're doing the calculating, that's all. And then he says, like Rabbi Akiva did as well.
And we switched gears for a little bit to the Shanim versus the Chadashim.
I mean, correct. I'm assuming that we can actually
do
that.
You can switch out.
I'm assuming because then Haskanah assumes it, but yes. You're right. We have jumped modes technically over the year framework. So Menachas Siddal asks this question and says, why does the Rambam think that Chishuv has to be in Israel? The Tosfos clearly does not. We do have one Tosfos that supports the Rambam and seems to say that you can only do it outside of Israel in an Ones situation. It's a very interesting thing. If you take a look at source 15, there's a Tosfos in Yevamos that says, in an Ones situation, if you're stuck, you can do it outside of Israel. So, what do we make of it? So, basically, the Menachas Chinuch once again shrugs. That's what he does. If you take a look, it's worth seeing it inside. The line in of the Menachas Chinuch is going to be in... Yeah, but it's Chishuv. That's his answer for Rabbi Akiva. So his statement is, one second, where did I put it? I used a different edition. I did this when I was away from Yalef, and I used a different edition. If I can't find it quickly, then I'll just tell it to you outside. But basically, yeah, his statement is, well, the Rambam must have had some brisa. That's his answer to the problem, is that the Rambam must have had some brisa to support the idea. Yeah. That's his statement. He says, I don't know, but the Rambam must have had some source for... Oh, you know what? There it is. That's why. It's towards the beginning. Ach Efshar. If you see on page Yutess... If you're working with the thin lines, it's the 10th thin line. The first one line is Ach. Okay? Ach efshar de haramba matza eze breisa de gamma cheshbon tzarech lios beretz yisrael v'anachnu lo neida. That's it. Yeah. Now, interestingly here, this edition has a footnote. Letter Beis, which I didn't have in the edition I was working with. He tells you, look at the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin in the story of Hananya, which he says is actually going to be brought later in the name of the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So he says that's the Rambam source. Okay, good. However, the limitation to Israel may support Rashi's definition of Chishuv. And that's really the key. Right? The limitation saying this must be done in Israel may be a support for Rashi. According to the Rambam, calculation is just knowing the moon's position. Why should that have to be in Israel? Right? And it's background prep. When I'm interrogating the witnesses, that's one thing. But this is just enabling me to... It's not even a hechsher mitzvah. It's, you know, it's all background. Why should that have to be in Israel? But Rashi says it's based on doing formal calculations about whether to override the witnesses or not. And whether to say we need to... You know, even though it should be 30 days, we're going to make it 29, whatever. That's certainly an important part of the mitzvah. Rashi's seems to support the idea that yes, it would have to be in Israel. All right, so I want to come back and do a little bit more about the Israel requirement next week. I want to see that piece in the Menachas Chinuch about the halal and the like, and God willing, we'll continue from there.